demoniac friends, consider the persecution of small children to be very diplomatic. After Vasudeva bound himself with iron shackles, as before, all the doors of the prison house closed by the influence of Yogamaya, who then began crying as a newborn child. This crying awakened the doorkeepers, who immediately informed Kamsa that a child had been born to Devaki. Upon hearing this news, Kamsa appeared with great force in the maternity room, and in spite of Devaki's pleas that the child be saved, the demon forcibly snatched the child from Devaki's hands and dashed the child against a rock. Unfortunately for Kamsa, however, the newborn child slipped away from his hands, rose above his head, and appeared as the eight-armed form of Durga. Durga then told Kamsa, "The enemy you contemplate has taken birth somewhere else. Therefore, your plan to persecute all the children will prove futile." According to the prophecy, the eighth child of Devaki would kill Kamsa, and therefore, when Kamsa saw that the eighth child was a female and heard that his so-called enemy had taken birth elsewhere, he was struck with wonder. He decided to release Devaki and Vasudeva, and he admitted before them the wrongness of his atrocities. Falling at the feet of Devaki and Vasudeva, he begged their pardon and tried to convince them that because the events that had taken place were destined to happen, they should not be happy for his having killed so many of their children. Devaki and Vasudeva, being naturally very pious, immediately excused Kamsa for his atrocities, and Kamsa, after seeing that his sister and brother-in-law were happy, returned to his home. After the night passed, however, Kamsa called for his ministers and informed them of all that had happened. The ministers, who were all demons, advised Kamsa that because his enemy had already taken birth somewhere else, all the children born within the past 10 days in the villages within Kamsa's kingdom should be killed. Although the demigods always feared Kamsa, they should not be treated leniently since they were enemies. Kamsa should try his best to uproot their existence. The demoniac ministers further advised that Kamsa and the demons continue their enmity toward Vishnu because Vishnu is the original person among all the demigods. The Brahmanas, the cows, the Vedas, austerity, truthfulness, control of the senses and mind, faithfulness and mercy are among the different parts of the body of Vishnu, who is the origin of all the demigods, including Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. Therefore, the ministers advised, the demigods, the saintly persons, the cows and the Brahmanas should be systematically persecuted. Strongly advised in this way by his friends and the demoniac ministers, Kamsa approved of their instructions and considered it beneficial to be envious of the Brahmanas, following Kamsa's orders. Therefore, the demons began committing their atrocities all over Prajapumi. So, text one. So, Shishugu Vacha.
Shishugu Vacha.
Bahir. Anta.
Pura.
Varaha. Sava. Purvavad. Avrita. Tato. Bala, Vanim, Sutva, Graha, Pala, Samutitaha, Shishugu Vacha, Bahiranta Puradwara, Sarva Purva Varavritaha. To baladvanim shutva, rihapala samutitaha, shishuku vacha, vahiranta puradwara, sarva purva vadavritaha. Balad vanim shutva, Rihapala Samutitaha.
Rihapala Samutitaha.
Shishuvacha.
Shishuvacha.
Bahir Antapura Dwaraha.
Bahir Antapura Dwaraha.
Sarva Purva Vadavritaha. Tobala Dwanim Shutva. Rihapala Samutitaha. Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, Mahi Anta Puratvaraha. The doors inside and outside the house.
The doors inside and outside the house.
Sarvaha.
All.
Purvavat.
Purvavat.
Like before.
Like before.
Avritaha. Closed. Gataha.
Thereafter.
Baladvanim. The crying of the newborn child. Shutva. Hearing. Grihapala.
All the inhabitants of the house.
Especially the doormen.
Samutitaha.
The translation, Shukadeva Goswami continued, My dear King Parikshit, the doors inside and outside the house closed as before. Thereafter, the inhabitants of the house, especially the watchmen, heard the crying of the newborn child and thus awakened from their beds. So you can repeat, Shukadeva Goswami continued,
My dear King Parikshit,
the doors inside and outside the house,
closed as before.
Thereafter, the inhabitants of the house,
especially the watchmen,
heard the crying of the newborn child,
and thus awakened from their beds.
That's interesting. The watchmen were sleeping. They were in beds. I found that quite interesting. Not such good watchmen. So, purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Śrīla Prabhupāda ki. The activities of Yoga Maya are distinctly visible in this chapter, in which Devaki and Vasudeva excuse Kamsa for his many devious, atrocious activities, and Kamsa becomes repentant and falls at their feet. before the awakening of the watchmen and the others in the prison house, many other things happened. Krishna was born and transferred to the home of Yashoda in Gokul. The strong doors opened, again closed, and Vasudeva resumed his former condition of being shackled. The watchmen, however, could not understand all this. They awakened only when they heard the crying of the newborn child, Yogamaya. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has remarked that the watchmen were just like dogs. At night, the dogs in the street act like watchmen. If one dog barks, many other dogs immediately follow it by barking. Although the street dogs are not appointed by anyone to act as watchmen, they think they are responsible for protecting the neighborhood. As soon as someone unknown enters it, they all begin to bark. Both Yogamaya and Mahamaya act in all material activities, Prakrute Kriyamanani, Gunai Karmani Sarvasaha. But although the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead acts under the Supreme Lord's direction, Mayadakshayana Prakriti Suyate Sa Characharam, dog-like watchmen such as politicians and diplomats think that they are protecting their neighborhoods from the dangers of the outside world. Oh my God, it's pretty topical. These are the actions of Maya. One who surrenders to Krishna is relieved of the protection afforded by the dogs and dog-like guardians of this material world. So, Shishu Guru Vacha Bihiranta Paradvara Sarava Purva Vadavrita Tatopala Dvanim Shutva Vihapala Samu Ditaha. So, Omagana Timidanda Shah Dananjana Shlakya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So, just to start off talking about a controversial subject matter, which is immigration, which Prabhupada is directly referring to here. Just before class, I actually consulted Wikipedia to see what Prabhupada said about immigration, just to get a well-rounded version of Srila Prabhupada's comments. First of all, Prabhupada talks about immigration in relationship to going to other planets, which is really interesting. Of course, nowadays, of course, there's a lot of propaganda about going to Mars. Actually, people say that we're going to destroy the Earth, so we better have another place to go to. Which is interesting. So there's a lot of propaganda about going to Mars or going to the moon. And Prabhupada commented that in each one of these places, there's like an immigration department. And I'm just paraphrasing Prabhupada. There's like an immigration department. So you're not allowed to enter because you don't have the right type of body. I mean, in other words, let's say you go to a different country and you don't have the right visa or anything like that. So they put you in prison or something like that, or you don't really enter the country. And we see that happening in America right now. Prabhupada, there was one time when Prabhupada went to France where he didn't have a visa or something, and they put him in immigration hold. And Prabhupada was really upset with that. They put him in immigration hold. So, in other words, Prabhupada said the demigods and the residents of the higher planets are like the immigration departments on different planets, and they keep people from entering without the proper, following the proper procedure, you know, visa. And Prabhupada, that's one thing that Prabhupada talked about in relationship to immigration. But even a larger subject matter that Prabhupada talked about, and I try to write down all the quotes, but there's actually a lot of quotes. And if I had had another cell phone, you know, because I'm using my cell phone to broadcast, I would have actually read off. Does anyone have a cell phone? So maybe you can look up Vani quotes about immigration while we're talking, just so I can, so that I don't appear like a flaming liberal. So of course, nowadays, of course, there's great controversy about immigration, and I'm not going to get into the politics of the situation, but there's a great controversy about it, you know, keeping people out of America or keeping people out of a different country. I mean, of course, in Europe, there's a lot of controversy regarding immigration, particularly in Germany, because you have all these immigrants from Syria who have come over. Actually, they've gone to Germany. It's interesting. I was in Slovenia, and I said, do you have any problem with immigrants coming from Syria? And they said to me, no, because they just passed through. They don't want to stay in Slovenia because it's not such a rich country. They want to go to Germany where they can make money. So some of the quotes from Prabhupada, I'll give some of the citations, okay, so you don't get too upset. 1974 is a conversation, May 24th, where Prabhupada is talking about we should be interested in feeding, in distributing God's resources to everyone in the world. And Prabhupada said that he was complaining, the Africans say to the Indians, don't come here, and everything belongs to Krishna, we are all sons of Krishna, and we have the best philosophy. This is so-called, so-called governments. That's one instance where Prabhupada talked about it. And then, anyone pull that up yet?
There's a bunch.
Yeah, that's a bunch. Well, why don't you let me use your phone so I can read some of these? Because actually it's good to get it directly from Srila Prabhupada. Whoops. Is Vani quotes? Is this the Vani quotes?
Yeah. I type Prabhupada Vani quotes.
About immigration?
Yeah.
Anyway, it's not exactly the same. Yeah, it's not exactly, this is not exactly the same. It's Vani quotes, Wiki Immigration Conversations. Okay, so and then in, there's more quotes, like in June 23rd, 1975, Prabhupada compares the immigration people to be dogs, the same thing as what Prabhupada is saying here. And Prabhupada is complaining, he says, basically if people are hungry, they should be allowed, there's so much land here in America, they should be allowed to come in. So at the same time, of course, there is a definite interest, an important interest, I'm just trying to balance this, in law and order, which is actually very important because sometimes when you let people in, they will be actually create havoc in the society for different reasons. You got it? Yeah, this is it. Okay. So, this is actually the quote, yeah. I'm going to get to the what I was going to read. Give me a second. 1974. Conversations. Oh, here's the one. So I just thought it important to read Prabhupada's quote. Quotes. Prabhupada is saying, if foodstuff is produced there, 10 times the population could be well fed, but they are, don't enter, don't come here. The Africans will say to the Indians, don't come here, go out. What is this? Therefore, Krishna consciousness is so nice. We say everything belongs to Krishna. We are all sons of Krishna. Let us live peacefully and utilize Krishna's property. That is the best philosophy. But the so-called politicians and leaders, they are saying, no, you cannot enter here. Immigration. So this is one of the quotes that I was reading. Here's another one. There's actually quite a few quotes about this. This Vani quotes thing is really interesting. Here's another one. This is a room conversation with Dr. John Meege, June 23rd. Prabhupada said, if you simply take care of my and don't take care of I, is that education? That taking care of my is done by the dog, and taking care of I is done by the human being. That is the difference. In other words, I mean, spirit, soul, and this is my real self-interest, but not that something is mine. The dog, as soon as he sees, this is exactly what Prabhupada is talking about in the purport here. Otherwise, I would have given class about Yogamaya, but as soon as I saw this part of the purport, I started looking this stuff up. The dog, as soon as he sees another foreign dog in that neighborhood, he begins barking, gull, gull, gull. So we are doing the same business in the immigration department. Why have you come? Have you got visa? This is civilization, but the dog's business, gull, gull. In Paris, I went without a visa and they detained me for 4 hours. I mentioned that. Well, a human being has come here. Why the immigration law is so strict? But that is advancement of civilization. Here's another one. Prabhupada's talking about how there's a lot of land. Where there is overpopulation, why not invite them to come here? That they will not do. There's a break. Has given sufficient land for all the people. We have made artificial national area. That will not allow. These places should be allowed to the people who are overpopulated. No visa, no immigration. The whole world is simply mismanaged for want of Krishna consciousness. Pramada, the word used, pramada, mad. Nunam pramada kurate vikarma. All the people mad engage in misdeeds only for sense gratification. Prabhupada is also talking about his own. Later on, Prabhupada talks about the next one. Prabhupada talks about his own dealings with immigration. They asked him when he first came, Swamiji, how long are you going to stay? And they gave him a certain amount of time. And that's probably just talking about his own history there. Here it is. Let's see. Here's another one. Mostly because they do not understand. That is animal life. Ask anybody. Bodily concept. And everything is going on. Why pass through Canada to USA? Why Canada? Why USA? This bodily concept is meant for the Canadians. It is meant for the US and American immigration customs. The same mentality as a dog coming from other neighborhood. The other dog, actually I'll give you an interesting story, but Prabhupada was in Fiji. And Fiji, there are a lot of street dogs. And Prabhupada was always complaining about the dogs. At night, all night long, you hear these dogs defending their territories like that. I mean, it's really amazing how dogs are so territorial. Most animals are territorial, but dogs are actually very vociferous and very outgoing about their territoriness. When I used to walk on the road here, there was one dog it was on Dimmicks Mill Road. And I would just be on the opposite side of the road, and he would just like jump out at me each time I walked by, and I had to get one of these ultrasonic dog things, you know, to scare him away. Big dog, just to defend his property against me, and I was on the opposite side of the road. So the bodily concept is meant to the Canadians, Americans, immigration customs, the same mentality as a dog coming from other neighborhoods. The other dogs, they all come together, yow, wow, yow, yow. Why have you come? Why have you come? In civilized dress only, this is the position. What is the difference between the dog's mentality? When another dog comes to another neighborhood, these neighborhood dogs, you know that? All animals, yes, why have you come? So this department, why have you come here? Dogs barking, and there's immigration. What is the difference? Is there any difference? This is really interesting. And then another one is that, and those who are weak there for the strong. In this way, that is nature's way. Jivasa, jivasa, jivanam. One life, a living entity is food for another. Dogs barking, immigration department. In other words, while Prabhupada was talking, some dogs were barking, and Prabhupada said, it's immigration department. Prabhupada was talking about some other subject matter here. And the dogs were, rap, rap. And Prabhupada said, oh, it's the immigration department. And all the devotees laughed. And Prabhupada said, we've got passport, that's all right. So here's another one. Prabhupada, there's no overpopulation. If the Americans allow the Chinese and the Indians to come, they can develop all this, and Prabhupada's referring to land, but there's a break, dot, dot, dot. No, this is our land. You cannot come. Immigration, gal, gal. Mm-hmm. You know, so there's another. I never realized that Prabhupada had so many quotes about this particular subject matter. This is a talk in New Vrindavan, 1976. There are different kinds of visa, immigration visa. Suppose if anyone wants to migrate to our society here, we give guarantee. I think there will be no. So Prabhupada was trying to get people to India, to America, actually. Yeah, but Prabhupada, those are practical dealings that Prabhupada had with immigration. Here's another one. Nobody has created anything. God has created for his pleasure. Everything is God's property, and they've made an unfavorable situation. My property. Now here is a city. It is all right. There is no trouble. If I say it is my property, and you say it is your property, then there is trouble. Then there is immigration department. Why are you coming here? Then the dogs barking. Yow, yow, yow. Prabhupada really didn't like immigration departments. This is going on in civilization. First of all, they claim God's property falsely, their own, and they create a situation for this purpose. The whole world is working how to create a bad situation of proprietorship right on God's property. One thing that's interesting is in Europe, everybody, in most places in Europe, everybody has a right to walk on other people's property. Not to destroy farms, not to go into someone's house. But you can actually walk through persons on the path, through persons' pasture fields, and take a Jaffa walk there. No. That's allowed as part of the law, at least in Germany. It's part of the law. I mean, obviously you can't go stealing their crops or anything. But you have to allow people to walk on the pathways in your property. It's interesting. That's Germany, at least. What's that? Everything belongs to God, so you can utilize it. God's favorite, chena chakchena bunjata, according to his instruction. Suppose there are many persons coming in the park. You cannot prohibit anyone to come in the park. As you have entered, yes. But you have made laws like that. What is this immigration? Artificial prohibition. Everything is God's property. Anyone can go anywhere. Why have you made this immigration department? Don't come here. And even in India, of course, there's another problem. Like, Prabhupada was struggling with immigration in India especially. Not so much in America, because in those days it was easier for Prabhupada to get a longer-term visa. But in India, Prabhupada was struggling because they would only allow the devotees a very short amount of time to come into India. And then the devotees had to go out at great expense, either back to their own country, and even today, you know, devotees have to go to Nepal and come back. Some devotees, you know, every, 180 days they have to go to, just like our devotee Kartamisha, she has to, where is it? Oh. She has to go to Nepal and then come back every 180 days. And she had difficulty. Actually, she entered Nepal. She told me an interesting story. And she didn't have money for the visa, because in Nepal, when you enter, you got to pay for the visa, at least Americans. And all she had was Indian rupees, and they didn't accept Indian rupees to go in for the visa. So I have to bring, now when I go, I have to bring her some dollars so she can go to Nepal. It's interesting. Our difficulty, so here's Prabhupada talking about immigration in India. Our difficulty is this immigration. If we can manage this, then all such places we can take. There's no question. The only thing is this government is gagging. One has to go and it means 10,000 rupees unnecessarily. If that 10,000 rupees was invested in developing the center, much improvement could be done. But they are gagging. So you see, Prabhupada really had an attitude about immigration. But this difficulty is, as soon as we establish the immigration, you go away. This is the Indian immigration again. Prabhupada keeps talking about it. There's no difficulty at all. The difficulty is the immigration department. You know, probably different quotes like Prabhupada. Canada had very little problem. U.S. it was always a problem. Rather, Canada helped me. Canada, I immediately got immigration in Canada, and I've got some standing. That, never mind. I've got now immigration in Canada. It will be easier. This is the early days. No, it's not the early, 76. It will be easier for Canada. Prabhupada's talking about his history. Then again, I tried for USA. And in Canada, it was obtained within 3 months and spending only within $100. So anyway, so these are some of the quotes. And It's important to read all the quotes from Prabhupada because, you know, there's a balance to the different quotes. So, anyway, so that's all I want to talk about. So any questions or comments at any of these points? And I'm not making a political statement. I'm just basing what Prabhupada said about immigration, that everybody is a child of God and we have a right to God's resources. And of course, people do have a right to their personal property, and nations do have a right to control, in one sense, who comes in and who comes out. I'm not denying that. I'm not saying that there should be open borders. But there has to be more compassion, understanding that everything belongs to God, and not this consciousness of nationalism or racism, speciesism. You know, even there's the question of speciesism. Speciesism means because we're human beings, we have a right to abuse any other creature. So just to see the underlying point the Prabhupada is making here is yastu sarvani bhutani atmane vanu pashati sarva bhutesha chatmanam tatotna vigyupshate, to consider everyone part and parcel of Krishna, our brothers and sisters, and not discriminate on the basis of the body. Now, obviously, there is some discrimination on the basis of the body, which is varnashram. You know, varnashram means that you do discriminate on the basis of the body, but not spiritually discriminate, not take away opportunities from people on the basis of the body, but you engage people according to their psychophysical nature. So there is, you know, discrimination, and one type of discrimination has to be there. Like if someone is a Brahmin, you have to engage them in intellectual pursuits. If someone is a Kshatriya, you engage them in management or martial arts or something like that. Someone is a Vaishya, you engage them in making business and cow protection. And someone is a Shudra, you engage them in work. So that sort of discrimination is there, but it's not based on so much the race that someone has, but on someone's proclivities, someone's guna and karma. That's all. And so we're not negating discrimination. I mean, of course, that word is a bad word, if we say. If someone takes that out of context, my class out of context, you know, and puts it on Facebook, that we accept a certain type of discrimination. But everybody discriminates. And you discriminate what type of food you're going to eat. You discriminate what type of clothes, you know, whether it's warm or hot, what type of clothes you're going to wear that particular day. I mean, that word discrimination has become more or less a pejorative word, a negative word nowadays. But there has to be some discrimination, but not against people because of the color of their skin, the nationality of their body, because we are all in it together. That's important. So, any questions or comments? Questions, comments, arguments? I mean, it's interesting to see what Prabhupada said about different subject matters. I mean, I would have, if I would have read this verse before, I would have printed out these things so I could have them all in a concise order. So, yes?
Yeah, I'm surprised that back in the 70s, Srila Prabhupada didn't mention that about immigration, because that's when the Puerto Ricans came from Puerto Rico back in the 70s, and especially in my hometown, that's all I know.
Yeah, well, Puerto Rico was actually a protectorate, or, you know, it's part
territory.
It's a territory of the United States. Yeah, so there's it's not a question of immigration for them. It's just a question of moving. I mean, they're American citizens. I mean, even though it's not a state in the United States, there are, let's say, islands or protectorates or parts of the United States that are not actually states, like you have Guam and other places in the South Pacific. And even when I was young, Hawaii was not yet a state. And then they made Hawaii the state, and they had to change the flag, you know, just add another star on the flag. So, but it was a property of the United States. It was a territory of the United States. And before that Alaska was not part of the United States. I mean, was belonging to the United States, but not part of the United States. It was purchased from Russia for a very, I think it was, I forget who purchased it.
Maybe $7 or something?
something like that, you know, that it was considered like useless land because it was so cold and was purchased from Russia. Thank God we purchased it from Russia, otherwise we'd have Russia on the same continent. And of course, New York was purchased from the Indians. New York City was purchased from the Indians like for $24 worth of jewelry. Pretty good purchase. You can't even buy one square inch of bracelet in New York at this particular point. So, any other questions?
Yeah. I think I wanted to know, is the Vedic, in the Vedic system, there is this nationalism and the borders, whether
there? So certainly there was a consideration of different territories, but people could move freely. There were different kingdoms. There were different kingdoms. It's not that the Pandavas were prohibited from going to a particular kingdom. There was only a fight when they had this challenge horse that went from one kingdom to another. But there was free movement of people. There was free movement of people from one kingdom to another. So, I mean, I know it's a controversial subject matter, particularly nowadays, but this is what Prabhupada said, you know, it's God's property. Of course, to protect against criminal activities, the Vedic system was very strong. Like if someone stole, you know, and this is also not politically correct, you know, they would have their hand chopped off. And there weren't many thieves around because of that. You know, it's not that you got a lawyer. One of the symptoms mentioned in the Bhagavatam of Kali Yuga is that if you have a good lawyer, you'll do no time in prison. And we actually see that. You know, someone has a good lawyer. But the Vedic system, the justice was very swift and sure. So people were protected from criminal gangs. I mean, that's a definite important thing to consider. I mean, there are these criminal gangs that are coming from other places. And when the government was very strict, that was eliminated. Someone was a member of the criminal gang, you were definitely kicked out of the country or sent to Australia or something. Sorry about that.